I think Warren Beatty should have gotten a competency test before he went up there, unless they had a, I don't know, dude. Do you think they fucked with him? Do you think they stuck the La La Land thing in his fucking hand? And they put the moonlight? What the fuck did they do, dude? I'm still confused. Okay, so here's what happened. So the best picture for the Oscars, you know, was last night. I was like kind of disengaged a little bit. I don't know. Ever since Tom Hanks stopped getting nominated for Oscars, I've been kind of like, you know, I'm into it, but not as, you know, much into it as like Forrest Gump, Philadelphia. Remember when Tom Hanks got that shit back to back? Anyways, what happened was is Warren Beatty came out. He looked at the card and then he looked at it again and he didn't really respond. And then he gave it to Faye Dunaway to read it. And then she said La La Land won. And which is weird because Moonlight won. So why would they say La La Land won if Moonlight won? So did they get to the bottom of it? Am I fucking, if I missed fucking the E News Daily or some shit? Anyways, welcome to random motherfucking rants. This is Pauly Shore. It's been a while since I've done this shit. I had my fucking tooth. I had a cavity. I've been a bad little weasel. I'm fucking delirious right now. I'm not on drugs or any pills or anything like that, but I don't know. I had plans with a friend later tonight, and I had to cancel dinner plans because my fucking head, and I'm just like dizzy. You know, my doctor's insane. My dentist, dude. Oh my God, dude. His name is Sam. Really good looking dude. He's like Persian or Iranian or some shit. Like gorgeous, like beautiful man, you know, beautiful man. He's a doctor. He's a dentist in Beverly Hills. And, you know, he's really good at what he does. I think he teaches at you. I think he teaches at UCLA as well. And anyways, you know, they take care of me. You know, I go in there. I had a cavity, so they had to, like, do that shit to it. You know what I'm saying, mate? They had to do that shit to it right there, mate. You know, they had to fucking drill in that shit. But fortunately, they had the is it called laughing gas anymore? I don't know. It's fucking some nitratey shit, you know, where they fucking put it in your nose and you go like this, you breathe out your mouth, and then they. Are we still going? Yeah, we're still going. I don't know. That was weird. We had a hiccup in my rant. A friend of mine called me Gary Mankey. Well, we should talk about him, dude. That guy's insane. But anyways, we'll go back to the dentist thing. So I had a cavity. You know, I had a cavity. So I went there today, and I had to cancel my dinner plans tonight with my friend. Because I'm fucking delirious because they fucking fucked and raped my mouth, dude. He fucking opened up. He put something where it pries open my mouth and then just, you know, he Novocaines it. He said the Novocaine was going to wear off like after maybe 2 hours, dude. It just turned like 9 o'clock and it's just wearing off. So you little fucker, Sam, you little Persian-y fucker, Dr. Dennis, motherfucker, you lying son of a bitch. Fucking, you fucked my mouth, you raped my mouth, and you kicked me out the door like a little fucking prostitute I am. And I took off. Anyways, I don't know why Gary Mankey called me in the middle of my random rants. Doesn't he know I'm fucking randomly ranting just about what the fuck ever? So anyways, I just did shows in Utah. I was in Utah. Utah. A lot of people are like, oh, you're going to Utah. Are there going to be a lot of Mormons there? I guess. I don't know. A lot of fucking, I don't know, a lot of white people. The black people are starting to get up there because they know there's a lot of untouched white bitches for the black man to fuck. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But Utah was cool. I played a place called Wise. You know, guys don't want to fucking hear about Utah. You want to hear about the future. What's going on in the future? Anyways, thank you, Wise Guys, Keith, everyone there. It was fucking awesome. Really great room. It's a brand new room. It's downtown Utah. It's called Wise Guys. So if you're up in Utah, or wait, sideway in Utah, then go to Wise Guys. Wise Guys. Great crowds. Awesome crowds. Thank you guys for coming out and seeing the weasel, bro. I'm starting to notice that my crowds are starting to fill up a little bit more than they were a couple years ago. And I think it might be due to the fact that that Encino Man and Son-in-Law are now on Netflix. And not only are they on Netflix, but they got 5 stars. Oh, boy. Sorry, I'm acting like a fucking weirdo. I'm just sitting down right now on my couch at my fourplex, and I'm touching my pee-pee. Because no one else will touch it, so I might as well what? I might as well what? Say, little fucking turds. I might as well touch it myself. Because none of you bitches want to touch it. And none of you dudes, you aren't going to touch it. Because I'm not gay like that shit. I like vaginis. Anyways, so, Pauly Shore sits alone in the fourplex. My documentary was Pauly Shore Stands Alone. Now I sit alone in the fourplex. I sit alone in the fourplex. It is Monday night. It's Monday night, and my mouth got fucking raped by my Persian dentist. I can't believe they let him. They let him in the country. Didn't Trump ban Yemen and Iraq and all these places? How'd that little slippery fuck get in to rape my mouth? Not cool, right, bros? Super what? Super spatch. Anyways, yeah, so, oh, man. So I hope you guys had a great weekend. I hope you had a great, great weekend. And, I know I had a nice weekend. I was in Utah. That's what I was saying. And the Crackle videos. I'm starting to get a lot of emails and tweets about like when the Crackle videos are coming out. The Crackle videos are on pause right now. There's been a shakeup over at Crackle, so they told me they're gonna pause my videos, my episodes. So I'll let you guys know. I don't know why I'm talking like I'm a 1940s aristocrat. But anyways, I want to put congratulations to Emma Stone. Emma Stone. Oh, Emma Stone, you're such a good actress. What can I say? You portrayed yourself in La La Land so incredible. Affleck. What's his name? Affleck. Casey Affleck. He won the Oscar as well. So congratulations. I haven't seen Manchester Under the Bridge yet, but I definitely want to see Manchester Under the Bridge. I heard it's a fantastic film. Or is it Manchester by the river? Or as Asians say, is it Manchester by the river? By the river? No, I don't know what it is. But anyways, I live in Silver Lake, okay, which is about 20 minutes, I'd say 15 to 20 minutes outside of the Sunset Strip. I personally do not like that area anymore. Uh-oh, there's a siren. You guys can't hear it because my microphone's on. Oh, shit, are they going to come bust me? What's going on? But I like the Silver Lake area, Echo Park, that area. It's like 15, 20 minutes outside of the West Hollywood area because there's no billboards. There's no tourists. There's no like TMZ buses. There's no construction. it's kind of untouched right now. It's Silver Lake area is kind of building up, and it's pretty fucking dope. But that West Hollywood area has got to go, dude. It's too many billboards, and it's just like too many new buildings, and it's too many just like people that are staring at themselves and their fucking iPhones. And I personally don't like driving down Sunset Strip and not seeing my billboard on the on any of the fucking, you know, the billboards. I see, you know, Trevor Noah. I see Doug Benson. I see who else? Who else people? Oh, Nick Cannon. You got all these fucking guys. Not that they don't deserve billboards and not that they're not talented, but who else is? Me. And a lot of people are like, well, they have shows and movies coming out. Well, so what? I should have shows and movies coming out too, but I don't. Hence the reason why I don't have fucking billboards on Sunset, those cunts. Anyways, I'm not bitter about it. I'm just, it's not like I'm bitter. Like, I'm happy that they're doing well. Trust me, I am. But who else should be doing well on the billboards? Sweet Baby. Wait, let me say it. Sweet Baby, we's on the place to be. I should be up there. I think God, and I don't know, is God playing a trick on me? God's playing a trick on me. Or, oh, here's what I wanted to say. You notice when everyone wins an Oscar, they always thank other people. Their mom, their dad, their agents, their brothers, their dogs, their girlfriends, their wives, their fucking parakeets. They thank everyone except for themselves. Like, they're the ones that got them there. They're the ones that had to deal with the bullshit. They're the ones that had to deal with 99.9% of the people saying, fuck you, you can't do it. You know what I mean? Because people are jealous or they have issues with people that are successful. For once, I'd like to have someone go up there like, and just be like, hey, I want to thank, you know, my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sisters, my agent, my publicist, my parakeet, all that stuff. But mostly, I want to thank myself for not giving up on myself, you know, dealing with the doubters and the negativity and all the bullshit. And I want to thank myself for charging forward and not giving up on me. Because at the end of the day, that's who we have, right? We have ourselves. You know, you guys listening to me have you. You know what I mean? And yes, other people kind of support you and are around for you and love you and all that stuff. But what about thanking you for not giving up on you? Because at the end of the day, that's what this whole thing is about. It's about you. You people listening to me. Sorry, I burp on random rants because I don't fucking stop. Hence the reason why it's called random rants. I don't edit this shit. I don't sting it with music. There's no fucking sponsors yet. Although I heard some sponsors are starting to sniff it out because there's getting a lot of downloads now. Oh, I'm going to read some emails from some fans that if you want to email me, it's paulyrants@gmail.com. That's paulyrants@gmail.com. Polly, can I, this just came in from Marcy Hawk. Polly, can I please send you a painting? Love your show. You have always been such authentic and hilarious, talented guy. Thank you, Marcy. Yes, you can send me a painting. I'm not going to say it where you're going to send it right now because what's going to happen, Marcy, if I put my address on the Polly Shaw Random Rants podcast? We've talked about this before. Got a lot of fucking hillbillies out there like Sweet Baby Weasel. You know what I mean? And what are they going to do? If I'm going to oh, yeah, you know, send the painting to 32174 Oakwood Drive. Guess who's going to show up there? Fucking hillbillies. My swamp people. People in the Midwest. People that talk like this, man. I fucking love the ways, man. Shit. It's all two things. It's the weasel and Donald Trump. Trump for life. Just kidding. Relax. I don't think Donald Trump and I have the same audience, although when I'm on stage performing my repertoires, I often see several middle-aged white people with fucking, you know, what is those Grand Deer hats? What do they call those fucking, those trucker hats that you, you know, John Deere hats. You know what I mean? And then I look at them like, fuck, did I just see you at a Trump rally? You know? Well, Mars, I will email you back. And what is the painting of? My pee-pee? What is it? Anyways, so you guys are welcome to email me at polyrants@gmail.com, polyrants@gmail.com. Of course, there's little Sarah Patty. She's my number one little ranter. Here it is. Best birthday ever, son-in-law on CMT. My birthday is officially complete. Unless you want to call me on happy birthday and biggest fan. Sarah, you know I can't do that. Because if I do that for you, then who else am I going to have to do it for? Everyone. This is me speaking to you, little baby Sarah fucking Patty Melt face. This is it. I'm talking to you right now. I know you live in Florida somewhere, right? Think with your cousin, your fucking cousins or some shit. Anyways, Donald Trump is, I think he's hired everyone except for his vagina coordinator, which was supposed to be my job. Because Donald Trump looks like he needs a fucking nice blowjob. Because Melania is in New York. She's with Barron in New York. And Donald Trump is, you know, dealing with the stack of papers and, you know, doing all these executive orders or some shit. He needs to let me borrow. I mean, this is true, you guys, don't you think? He needs to let me borrow the Trump fucking plane because he's not using it. He's what? He's on Air Force One, right? He needs to let me borrow the Trump plane to do what? Fly to the fucking flyover states and the hillbillies and the swamp people that voted him. Get some fucking horny bitches for Donald Trump. Put them on the Trump plane. Fly him to Washington. Of course, get blowjobs from them before he gets them. You know, because, you know, I'm the fucking, you know, I got to test them out for the fucking orange baboon. Right? And then I go to the White House. He finishes the stack of papers. You know, everyone, all the fucking Priebus and Bannon and fucking all his little hanger-oners. Who else is there? Fucking Paul Ryan, that fucking squirrely little fucking car salesman looking dude. He's so fucking squirrely, dude. I just want to get my stuff passed. I think we need to put a cock in his ass. I think that's what needs to happen to fucking Paul Ryan. You know, right? And we should give him some bangs as well, kind of like Jim Carrey and fucking Dumb and Dumber, you know, because he's too perfect. He's a little car salesman. Anyways, we're going to repeal and we're going to replace Obamacare. Can they stop saying that already? Fuck. It's exhausting. So I should be in charge of the V-genies for the president because he needs V-genies, you know? And I've been getting emails from Kellyanne Conway. I don't know if you guys know Kellyanne Conway. She's the blonde girl that, you know, speaks for him. She's been emailing me a lot, and I'm not really responding. Wait, hold on. I got to burp. One sec. Not really responding to Kellyanne Conway. Because she wants me to go to the White House and have a fucking, you know, dinner there with Trump. And before he became president, I was like, fuck, this is kind of cool. I would like to do that. You know, but now that he's president and he's banning Muslims and he's doing all this weird fucking, I don't know what he's doing, dude. It's a little much for me. I kind of don't want to go, you know what I mean? Because Kellyanne Conway, I've known her. Because I met her with Donald Trump years ago because she was a Hawaiian Tropic girl back at spring break in the early 90s. And that's how I met Kellyanne Conway as well, backstage at a Hawaiian Tropic event. She was, I think she was Miss Milwaukee or some shit. I'm not quite sure. Anyways, I don't want to go to the White House because I don't want my liberal friends to see pictures of me there. Because then you're going to go, what the fuck? And I'm going to be like, dude, I just wanted a free meal. They brought in Dave's Barbecue from the Midwest and the South. And Donald Trump wanted me to kind of go on his Harley Davidson. All right. That's what I'm saying. All right. I think I ranted enough tonight. I'm not quite sure how long this went on. I know my friend Gary Mankey, who's a booker in Florida. I should call him because he never calls me. You know, people that call you that never call you, that don't text you, something's going on, right, guys? So anyways, I'm going to take it easy tonight. My tooth got fucked. My mouth got fucked by my Persian, my gorgeous Persian Dr. Sam with the fucking lamb chops. So I'm just like, a little delirious. I did stop by Canner's tonight and got some great matzo ball soup and a half a pastrami. Because that's food to the soul for the full-on Jew. Did you hear me? Matzo ball soup from Canner's with noodles, carrots, and some broth and matzo balls. And ladies, get that fucking sick fucking thought out of your fucking minds. It's not matzo balls like you want to suck. It's like some type of cake type balls. Anyways, and then a half a pastrami on a rye. And that's what? Food for the Jewish soul. So if Jews ever get like, you know, aren't feeling well or, you know, want to feel better, they get Cantor's matzo ball soup with carrots and some noodles. And they just fucking get a pastrami sandwich. And on that note, kids, SBW is going to sign off for tonight. It's been nice ranting to you people. I hope you have a great night. And for the old school fans out there, I'm going to throw a wheeze at you because I know you like that shit still. I know that because when I go on tour and I go, yo, bro, oh, they get excited. So that's me signing off to you people. You guys have an awesome night. I love you. And follow me on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. Okay, I'll stop. Anyways, all right, dudes, later. Bye.